successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Hello there, sir. We are three noble women in distress.
Sorry, boat's full.
What if one of us were to turn this big ship into a tugboat? A wink, wink.
Wouldn't help you. You're the fourth person to offer that, and I'm kind of spent.
Sail away, sweet sister. Sail across the sea. Maybe you find somebody gonna love you and love me. My heart is always with you, no matter what you do. Sail away, sweet sister. Always be in love with you.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, this is the kind of boating information that you won't get anywhere, just here. And we apologize, but sometimes I think it's important to educate our passengers accordingly so they're not surprised. It's always, you know, when you're a good boater, you're always preparing for the worst. And one of the things I've said over the years doing this show is that I believe your boat is the ultimate zombie apocalypse escape vehicle. But when it comes to aliens, we might be screwed because, I mean, they're getting more and more reports of underwater UAPs popping up out of the ocean. And I can only imagine if you're out on your vessel and something shows up underwater or starts to observe you, or God forbid, it starts to lift you out of the water like the... Well, which movie was that that they came? It was The Abyss, right?
So, yes, it was.
Yeah. So the boat actually is brought up out of the water as the spaceship comes up from the ocean.
Oh, and, that's right. It was sitting on top of it,
yeah,
or something.
And I mean, I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but if you see something swirling around and making a having a bunch of crazy lights under your vessel, just haul ass and get the hell out of there.
If I ever see an alien, the first thing I will do when I get back, or if I get back, is buy you a bottle of rum.
Okay.
Whatever brand you want. But right now I have
not. That's really what you're going
to
do?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What is the purpose? See, to get me hammered so I won't be bothered by the unfortunate encounter? Or
That will be as I am now acquiescing to you about this alien.
He wants me to get socially lubricated, so when I have my close encounter, it won't be awkward.
Anal probe.
Oh, geez, no. That's inappropriate, Barry.
You look for it every year. You know, when these aliens come around, you have a sign that says you're ready.
Okay, that's not true at all. I just said
it is.
If you see a bunch of flashing lights, you better get the hell out of Dodge.
Well, I mean, no, you can see flashing lights in water. See bioluminescent animals out there.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, I actually did have an encounter off the coast of Ceiba in the Caribbean.
We don't want to know about your...
I was on a boat, and we were cruising from one dive site to another on about 125-foot liveaboard vessel, and I was standing back on the transom watching the wake. We were probably going about, you know, 7 knots, cruising from one site to the other. And it was a very bright, sunny afternoon. I mean, it actually was right up around lunchtime. So the sun was straight up and down. And I'm looking down at the wake, just kind of enjoying the scenery. And I look down, and all of a sudden I see this really bright flash just kind of dart through the wake, probably about, you know, 5 to 10 feet under the surface. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell? And it was super fast.
How big was it?
Well, I only saw the flash. I didn't see any vehicle or anything under. I was just like, what the heck was that? And I'm looking around like, you know, could there have been a reflection of something or whatever? I'm like, there's no way. We're cruising. We weren't far offshore, but there was something that literally just zipped right through, almost perpendicular to the wake. So it literally crossed underwater the wake, and though I couldn't pick up any kind of shape to it, I knew there was something, you know, metallic that was flashing through the water, and it was super bright. And it was middle of the day. So I was like, how is that even possible? You know, it's like it was so bright. You know, the sun is shimmering off the top of the water, off the wake. And then all of a sudden you get this bright flash.
What was the visibility like?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. So you could see 10 feet down. No, nice and
clear. The wake was covering the viz. You couldn't really see.
You couldn't really see.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were in deep water too. So it was dark blue. And it was so fast that I wouldn't have, even if the viz was great, Barry, I wouldn't have, you know, you blink your eye, you would have missed it. You know what I mean? Right. It was one of those kind of things. Yeah.
So if the sun was really high, it was, you know, lunchtime.
Right.
Do you think it was possible that maybe it was like a large marlin?
Yeah. No, because it was massive. I mean, the size of this flash was probably, I mean, it was wide. It was like a wide flash, I'd say, probably 5 feet at least in diameter.
Oh.
So it was like, whoosh, you know, just went through the wake like that. It wouldn't have reflected off of a fish like that.
A large silvery fish, it would not.
No, not that big. I mean, if it was a fish, it would have been much smaller, even if it was so fast, too. I mean,
marlins are pretty big.
they can be, true, but it wouldn't have flashed like this. I'm telling you, I know what I saw, and I was like, that's not normal. And, and the thing is, this is the kind of reports that they have been getting on some of these underwater UAPs, that the vehicles or whatever it is going way faster than any technology that we have currently on the globe. I mean, upwards of 200 miles per hour underwater.
Yeah, and that would be an amazing thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, and what this thing zipped through there like that was very fast. And I was just like, hey, I think I just had an encounter. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. And because of that, I think, you know, I've already had like an introduction. So when I do have that moment where I'm sitting there out on the bow of the vessel and the ship, you know, floats right up there and, you know, they pop out the window. Hey, Greg, what's going down? Good. Long time no see. You know, we'll already have a rapport, which hopefully won't lend itself to any kind of probing that Barry was alluding to earlier.
Well, yeah, you already have a probe.
You want to avoid that.
Yes. Well, I think if you approach them, you know, if I've already had an encounter, it hopefully it means I'll have a friendly encounter and not.
Well, they'll say, oh, we remember you well.
Yeah. But there won't be anything. The introduction will be, okay, bend over. You know, none of that.
They won't have to introduce themselves anymore. They know you so fondly.
Yeah. Okay. But you, on the other hand, Mr. Skeptic.
Me.
They're going to show you. Okay, so you don't believe, huh? We'll show you.
My gastro doctor put a tattoo in me that says, do not enter.
Okay, that's enough. but yeah, I mean, it's just something you should be aware of so you're not caught off guard. I mean, if you take this all as a big joke, that's fine. You can.
No, you don't understand. I do believe that there are aliens. I just don't think they're that interested in us right now.
Well,
maybe in our military. And the things that we are doing, because who knows, you know, like, what was the name of the movie? The Day the Earth Stood Still. There may be a point where they say we're dangerous and they're going to eliminate us.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, if you're out on the boat, on your surprise, 17 footer off the coast.
Positive thinking.
Right. What are you going to, I mean, what's going to be your approach? Yeah. What are you going to offer them up to, you know, be friendly and that kind of thing?
I'm going to say I know this guy in Orlando and he's willing to be probed for humanity.
I come in peace. But I know this guy.
I know this guy. Anyhow, I do have a picture of a sort of a UFO. I'm trying to look for it on my phone here.
Now the truth comes out.
I'll send it out. I didn't say that I don't believe that there are extraterrestrials.
So it's out there. The truth is out there. And you
somewhere
should be
out there.
Informed. And Barry has pictures.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Which isn't going to work real well on the World of Boating radio show. So we probably ought
to just
wrap
it up. You could post it on the website.
Okay. Oh, look into that. Till next week, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you. you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.